The state of Oregon is suing a major financial firm over losses to its college savings plan, known as a 529 fund. The suit says the firm took big risks with money that was supposed to be invested safely for college. NPR's Larry Abramson has more.
Oregon Attorney General John Kroger says he's filing suit against Oppenheimer funds for allegedly misleading families into thinking they were making rock-solid investments in bonds for their children's future. Kroger says Oppenheimer told families the investments placed in these funds were very conservative and safe.
Instead, Oppenheimer took their core bond fund and turned it into basically a hedge fund that was making extraordinarily risky investments.
The lawsuit says Oppenheimer's investment strategy for one of its college savings accounts changed dramatically in 2007 and 2008, but that investors were not warned. The portfolio allegedly included very risky credit default swaps, a derivative that helped bring down the economy when housing prices began to collapse. Attorney General John Kroger says Oregon families
lost about $40 million, and we won our money back.
Oppenheimer Funds is under investigation in at least five states for collapses in its college savings investments. The company would not comment, but has said in the past it acted appropriately. According to the website savingforcollege.com, of more than 3,000 college savings plans, 89% posted negative total returns for 2008, though many still did better than the overall stock market. Larry Abramson, NPR News.